Here's the translated text to English. Note, the original text already appears to be in English. Australia considering critical minerals deal with U.S. The Age reports, Iran says it is open to fair, balanced U.S. nuclear proposal. U.S. threatens visa restrictions, sanctions against U.N. members that back IMO emissions plan. Factbox, deadly industrial accidents in the United States this century. U.S. eases some penalties tied to foreign-built ships, toughens others. Brazil to begin construction on TikTok data center in 6 months, minister says. Trump tariff threat pushes oil to five-month low. Pemex overhauling multiple units at Deer Park, Texas, refinery, sources say. Keystone XL pipeline could play part in tighter U.S.-Canada ties. Carney says Trump names Dan Scavino to lead White House personnel office. Warner Bros. Rebuffs Paramount takeover approach, Bloomberg News reports. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. Memo X Russia index unchanged. Bill Gates PAHO consider ways to bring weight loss drugs to lower income countries. ISWAMI, Trump to impose 100% tariff on China starting November 1st. India's Modi meets Qualcomm CEO, discusses AI and innovation. This sector remains unfavored by investors despite strong fundamentals, says UBS. Is this US-China sell-off a buy? A top Wall Street voice weighs in. US consumer sentiment steady in October, but labor market worries persist. US consumer sentiment little changed in October. University of Michigan survey. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index slightly dips, remains close to forecast. Instant view. Canada's economy adds 60,400 jobs in September. Brazil's producer price index falls 0.20% in August. Italy industry output plunges in August as economy struggles. France's political uncertainty hitting confidence and growth. Villeroy says Italian industrial output slumps 2.4% in August, far worse than expected. Malaysia says removing chip tariff exemption could harm competitiveness, U.S. supply chains. Beijing blames U.S. for raising trade tensions, defends rare earth curbs. China slams Bessent's remarks as spat deepens. White House lays off thousands of U.S. government workers, blaming shutdown. EU need for digital sovereignty does not mean protectionism. German minister says Trump's America powers ahead as Europe stalls. BAFA explains why the euro area economy is not in a good place. Trump ratchets up U.S.-China trade war, promising new tariffs. U.S. Education Department to lay off employees. Agency says back to the future as France's Macron reappoints Lecornu as PM. HTX supercharges USDD ecosystem with triple threat boost. Bitcoin extends losses after Trump threatens fresh tariffs and export curbs. Litecoin falls 13% in route. XRP falls 10% in bearish trade. Cardano falls 12% in route. Ethereum falls 10% in bearish trade. Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank lead consortium exploring digital money. Morgan Stanley drops restrictions on which wealth clients can hold crypto funds, CNBC. Theon International to acquire 9.8 stake in Exosense for $268.7 million. Kathy Woods Arkef focuses on LeCorp and Klarna stock buys South Star Battery. Metals close first tranche of private placement. Bocana Resources to invest up to $20 million in venture gold. NI Holdings names Cindy Launer as new CEO as Seth Daggett departs central bank company files for. IPO plans 50-for-1 stock split. Blue Jay Diagnostics closes $4.5 million private placement. AES announces quarterly dividend of 0.17595 per share. Lanvin Group CFO David Chan to step down on October 27th. Pembina closes $225 million subordinated notes offering. If you need this text translated into another language or further summarized, please let me know.